The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Okay, let's go.
Dubai 92's Big Breakfast.
Hope it makes you feel
great.
Well, look who decided to come into work at long last.
Hi.
Yay.
Guten Morgen, as they say in Germany. Quiet week, nothing happened, right? All
no,
good?
Yeah, really. That's mellow. Good. You didn't miss a thing.
That is good. I'm
How
glad
was your
to hear
holiday?
That. Really nice, actually. Yeah. Very nice. Nice weather.
Yeah, it was really lovely weather here as well. Dry.
On the way, we are going to give you the chance to play Are You Smarter? How did you do last week? Did you just put it on pause for the distance learning?
No, I did not. I tried and then I failed.
Should we start again fresh this week?
Yeah.
Just
the
pretend.
Kids are 3-0 up, just FYI.
0487155333 if you want to get in touch this morning, if you're not on distance learning and you're back in the classroom, we would love to hear from you. We'll do the Kickstarter quiz because I brought gifts, but I don't feel like you just deserve them straight off the bat.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Excellent.
You're going to have to win them this morning.
All right, what are you going to do for your gifts then?
What? Oh yeah, because you were on holidays too.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll come back to that then. Let's see how we can get on with that. Noah Cahan on Dubai 92.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92. It's Michael Jackson, Jono and Nat in The Big Breakfast.
What? Who's that? Who's back?
And Joy's in the studio as well. The team is back together again this morning.
We're calling you part-timer in the office now.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. We're going to change the name of The Big Breakfast. It's The Big Breakfast with part-timer and Nat. And because you're a part-timer, maybe it should be Nats and part-timer.
Yeah, do whatever you want. That's fine. Whenever I show up, I'll let you know in advance.
Are you here all week? Yeah, do you think?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, no.
Are you taking time off this week?
Yeah,
you deserve it, boo.
Yeah, thanks. I do. Joey's taken some time off too. He doesn't know it yet. I've just decided for him.
It looked like it was a relatively quiet week last week. Not a lot happened.
You really didn't miss anything. Honestly, it was such a mellow one, right, Joey? Yeah, nothing went on at work. Nothing went on here in the UAE at all. You were in sunny Ireland.
It certainly looked like that. Because when I got back, okay, there's a lot of work going on with the roads being cleaned and everything else. But aside from that, everything's kind of back to normal today, right? Everything looks fine.
You missed it. We had a little bit of rain, little spot of rain. I don't know if you saw
smidgen.
It.
Smidgen, yeah,
on
I saw
the
it.
News.
Saw it on
just
news,
like
yeah.
Like a smidgen, a few drops, if you will. But we're good.
Honestly, I can't believe the effort. So yesterday I saw them working on E44 to get it back to normal again.
Yeah.
And there were trucks. And when I went past it the first time, there's about 1 kilometre of sand, because that's how they got rid of the water. They soaked it up with the sand and they shoveled out the sand. And there was 1 kilometre of sand. And I thought, that's not going to be gone by tomorrow morning. By 6 p.m. last evening, the entirety of the road was back open again and all the water was removed. That is a mammoth effort on the part of the authorities.
Just a mammoth effort the whole week, really, to just get everything back to normal. We were able to come into work. I mean, it took us a while every day, but we got here, right?
Yeah.
Joey swam.
Yeah. Is that why? I knew you'd be a good swimmer, to be honest. You look quite like a merman of some description.
Yeah. Like Jason Momoa, you know, appearing from the waters with his dreadlocks. Yeah.
It did look like there was obviously a lot of people have had a lot of damage onto their house and a lot of troubles. And I know communities have seemed to just club together and they're doing everything they can to get everything back to normal and help people out. And it's that community spirit it doesn't exist where I'm from. When something happens, you're very much on your own. You're not kind of helped out when it comes to something like this, a natural disaster of that description. But I think with everybody here clubbing together and just helping out, it was really nice to see that.
Yeah, even during the storm, honestly, like just everybody reaching out to each other, helping each other out within their own neighborhoods, if you were stuck in cars, that kind of stuff. The way that people showed each other kindness was really, really heartwarming.
And companies as well. A lot of companies have opened their doors or given free food or free accommodation. We'll talk more about that in a while. But some places have just really gone above and beyond. And it's really nice. Community spirit, to see that come together was nice. It was nice to see it.
I totally agree with you. And it's really lovely having you back. Don't you dare take time off like that again. What is
not
that?
Not of that magnitude.
But Joey and I were like, what's going on, man? What do you mean he's taking an extra week off?
I got Joey, and I got you both gifts, but I got Joey gifts that he doesn't have to do anything for.
Oh, great.
Because you deserve
it.
I
love that.
You deserve it.
Why don't I deserve it?
You deserve it too, but you have to work for it. Joey, I feel like you could have done with... anyway, I'll do the gifts in a minute.
Let me just be clear. You had some requests from Thailand, right? Which I've adhered to. So what you're saying is that you're going to have to work for these as well, is what you're saying.
Oh,
okay.
We can negotiate. We can go. You got something I want. I got something you might like.
It's called a barter system.
A barter system, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then in that case, we'll just hand those over. We'll do that in a few minutes' time, though. I got a first Kickstarter quiz that I've done for what feels like forever coming up
as well.
Yeah,
because it's your first day at work and what feels like forever.
Yeah.
Enough that. For the rest of 2024, there better be more Jono at work.
it because I took annual leave during the Eid holidays.
And at the start of the year. Like, yeah. I feel like you just haven't been here this year.
I'm back to full capacity on the holidays again. I just checked.
I know, yesterday he was working so hard on the text. I'm like, buddy, it's my weekend. Go away.
Back now, though.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92, 6:32 right now in The Big Breakfast.
It's a very exciting time of day. You might have missed it, Jono, but it's something that we didn't show at this time yesterday, and he has been slaying it.
I woke up midway through the night sometimes in cold sweats thinking, do you know what I really miss out of my life? Something didn't show at this time yesterday. And now that it's back, I'm absolutely ecstatic.
What was the one that I wanted to give you more than 10 for? Because there were so many great ones that I can't even remember.
Well, there's no point looking backwards. Let's only move forwards in life. Honestly, don't remember. Bring it up again. Good.
You probably have a document, right, where they're all there, because I've forgotten everything.
What have you got for us today, Joey, that's going to blow our tiny little teeny minds?
Okay, chameleons. They don't change their color to camouflage themselves. That is fake news.
What do they do it for then?
Okay, so if you dig deep into their transparent skin, you see cells that change colors. Mm. They only have four colors. And the reason their skin changes colors is because if they want to communicate something, their muscles start to retract, grow, and that's when they touch those skins, and that's when the skin, their skin turns into a different color. So basically, it's to mate or to communicate something else to other chameleons, but it's not the reason for them to camouflage themselves.
So they're not trying to hide and pretend they're like a bark of a tree, but actually there they are.
Exactly.
I honestly would never have known. I presumed it, so they blend in, you don't see them, because they move very slowly as well. So I just thought they're trying to look like the rest of the tree.
Exactly. But no,
they're just trying to communicate something. But how come it's if you put them on something different, then their color changes to match that thing?
Yeah.
It's probably because they want to show their dominance. Because, again, it's because they want to mate. They want to show their dominance. But it's not the reason for them to camouflage themselves or they're trying to hide. That is not the reason at all.
Yeah, because that takes away from that joke. You know the one where a chameleon walks into a bar and he goes to the barman, if my wife calls, tell her you didn't see me. It kind of takes that joke away now because it's no longer
well,
for that
purpose.
Well,
he's trying to communicate to everybody.
He was just trying to tell it to everybody else as well.
I wasn't here.
Well, you've definitely enlightened me on something I didn't jot this time yesterday. I didn't. Was something I was unaware of.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit interesting.
Yeah,
and because of it's Earth Day, so
it is Earth Day,
yeah.
It's Vegan Earth Day.
Two is that different then?
Yeah, two different things. Earth Day and Vegan Earth Day. Two different things. It's also Amber Heard's birthday. I'm sure Johnny's not going to send her a card.
And for Earth
today.
Day, what should we be? Let's switch off the lights in the studio. Is that what we're doing? That's just Earth Hour. But like for a whole day, shouldn't you be like conserving something?
Yeah, you probably should have walked to work. Oh, well, a bit late for that now.
Well, I'd be a bit late for work if I tried that.
That is good. Eight?
Oh, good. Eight.
Yeah, eight.
Like
yeah, eight is good.
Eight's good.
Eight is fair, I think.
Yeah, that collectively is 16
he
out
got
of 20.
A couple of tens while you're away. When I remember what they are, I'll tell you.
Pretty good, Joey. Good job.
Thank you.
And now Silent Joe will return to the quiet corner to observe. His eyes boring into us. Boring. 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 Three things you need to know.
Under by 92.
So some schools have opted for distance learning again today. They're going to manage some repair work. So make sure to check before heading off on your trip to school this morning in case your school is one of them.
And it is the last week for you to go and check out Global Village. It closes up shop for this season on the 28th of April, which is Sunday. So make the most of it. Get down there and enjoy it while you can.
And Meta is rolling out real-time AI generation in beta for WhatsApp users. Now, this is in the US currently. So as soon as you start typing a text-to-image prompt in the chat with Meta AI, we'll show you images that change the more you add detail about what you want to create. So you'll be able to basically paint a picture of what you're trying to say. That's smart.
That is smart, but also I don't like the idea of AI having access to my WhatsApp and doing what it wants to do with it.
Okay. Well, it's a positive. It's a double-edged sword.
I embrace things, but not that much.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
So good from Hozier. It's called Too Sweet on Dubai 92. So not only have you missed work for a couple of weeks, but you've also missed some really good new music.
Yeah.
And that one from Hozier is definitely one.
You
know what isn't?
You'd think I would have heard it.
You know what isn't good new music?
Hmm.
The new Taylor Swift album.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a massive fan of the Tortured Poets Society club
thing.
Nah,
it sounds a bit tortured and not in a good way.
Yeah, don't. I'm not a lover of it. And it's unusual for me to say I don't like something Taylor Swift. The only good thing is if you got tickets for her tour this summer, she's not likely to do anything from that album. Maybe a song or two and that's kind of it.
The only one that I liked was the one that she's done with Post Malone, which is called Fortnite. But I was so excited about this record. And then I drove around this weekend. I was stuck in a bit of traffic. I don't know if you noticed, there was a bit of that going on. I really didn't like it.
Yeah, not a fan of it at all. You know what I was always a fan of? And I'm not saying that I'm not now, but it just kind of brings back daunting memories of like high school. Axe body spray. We call it Lynx. In Ireland and the UK, it's referred to as Lynx. But you know Axe body spray?
Yeah, the ads for it were always my favourite. Like, yeah. You know, somebody would get into a lift and nobody would pay attention to him and then he'd spray the Axe body spray. And then all of a sudden, all the women were like in love and the pheromones and the things. I remember, yeah.
And it's not exactly accurate. Unless you are a sheep. Yes, it turns out that Axe has found a new unexpected clientele. Grouchy sheep. So sheep are notoriously cute and fluffy. Well, that's not notorious, but the part of them that you may not know about is that sometimes they can be quite angry, quite aggressive sheep, male sheep specifically. If, however, you spray on Axe body spray or Lynx Africa, Axe Africa, onto male sheep, it in fact masks hormones that typically lead to ram-on-ram contact and conflict, which means that it actually stops them from being angry with each other. So if you've got some
Who
angry
came
sheep...
Who with that? Who was like, you know what I'm going to do? These rams are at it, right? They're fighting with each other. I'm just going to give them a little spruce of my deodorant here.
Maybe they checked
then,
out to find
And
out.
Then all of a sudden everybody was so docile on the field. The rams were like...
Somebody found it out, and I'm glad that they did, because if you work in the sheep farming industry, this is good news for you. Just douse yourself in Axe body spray, specifically Axe Africa, which just bangs of teenage disco for me. That's kind of just what it brings back, the memories of all of that. And you know,
I think what you'll find is if you spray yourself with that, there'll be no banging whatsoever.
Yeah, any description. However, they're now saying that it masks all the pheromones. Give it a try if you have some angry sheep knocking around your house. It may or may not work for goats
In Al Qudra, those sheep that are lying around there, just over there.
Because it could be a goat situation. Yeah, I don't know entirely. Yeah. Maybe it works across the board for other things as well. I know that if I try and spray any perfume on my dog, she is not a happy camper whatsoever. She does not enjoy the spraying of anything on her, because I like her to smell like baby powder sometimes, and she doesn't love it that much.
Are you smarter than Jono and Nat?
I feel like you got shortchanged last week. You were on your own. I'm normally here as moral support for you.
Yeah, well, Joey wouldn't take part in it, and he kept going, well, it's Are You Smarter Than Jono and Nat?
That's just Joey's get out of jail card so that he doesn't have to answer any questions, because he's rubbish at those.
Yeah. I wasn't very good either, to be fair.
On the line this morning to take us on for the first time since we were back together again is Nevin. Good morning, Nevin.
Good morning.
Nevin, how old are you?
10.
And what school do you go to?
James Lincoln International.
What's your favourite subject?
Science.
Oh, well then I hope it's me.
We've got 4 tickets up for grabs for Cirque du Soleil Crystal that could be yours if you outsmart Jono or I today.
So Nevin, the big question is, who do you want to ask a question to? Jono or Nats?
Nats.
My first day back.
Yeah.
I wanted to answer the question.
Well, maybe tomorrow then.
On a roll. Nevin, good luck. You'll get to answer your question. Nats will have 10 seconds to have a ponder. She doesn't get it correct. The tickets are yours. Nevin, good luck to Nats.
Ask me something that's answerable, Nevin. Come on, it's the start of the week. Be nice,
okay? Be nice.
What does DNA stand for?
Oh my goodness, she knows this. She knows this, and I know that because we've already...
It means... Deoxyribonucleic acid.
She knows it.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
You're wrong.
No, deoxyribonucleic.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Yeah, I'm
right?
Just mispronouncing
it.
But
she's mispronouncing it.
It's deoxyribonucleic acid. That's what I've been trying to say. I was just mispronouncing it, but I know what it is because I did A level biology.
Is that correct this morning?
Yeah.
She is. I knew she'd get that. Nats. Nevin, well done. Great question, by the way.
It
and
is
very
a great
answerable.
Question.
And I knew she knew it straight off the bat.
It's just hard to pronounce, isn't it? Deoxyribonucleic.
I always say deoxyribonucleic acid, but then again, that's just me.
Yeah. Deoxyribonucleic acid. Yeah. That would make it easier to say for sure.
Yeah. Nevin, Nats is getting the win this morning. I got to be honest with you, Nevin, we needed an easy question. I
and
really
you were
appreciate
so
you
sweet.
Being nice about it.
And
thank you, Nevin.
You asked me something about biology, which I almost went to study at university. So thank you, Nevin, for that today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Aww, you can try again. Try again tomorrow. That was a great question.
If your questions are going to be like that, I can happy for you to try again tomorrow. Nevin, well done to you. Well done to Nat. See, guys, I'm like your lucky Irish little
leprechaun.
Yeah. Your little shamrock.
Yeah, you're my lucky charm.
Yeah.
That would have been easier to say.
That would have been. The scores go to the kids. Have got 3. Jono and Nat, we're on the board. 1 point. On the way, we're going to talk about stuff that everyone binged last week, because let's face it, we had plenty of time to do a bit of that.
Oh my goodness.
The Netflix and chill last week going on.
No chilling, just Netflixing.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92, Counting Crows, Vanessa Carlton. It's Jono and Nat. This is The Big Breakfast, all back together once again. I'll tell you what we had a bit of time to do last week was catch up on some TV, which I'm delighted about. Got to watch things that are trending, which never happens. I never get to go to the top 10 of Netflix and go, I'm going to do all of these through all of the day and watch everything on television.
Yeah, rub it in that you were off and Joey and I were working hard. It was a hard day's night.
Got that, but then there was so much spare time because we didn't leave the house. It gave me pangs of a bit like COVID early days when you just got to watch everything on Netflix. And I kind of got to catch up on some things that I've been meaning to watch. And I ticked the box on something that everyone's talking about right now, mainly because it's both terrifying and also darkly funny. And that is a brand new series that's on Netflix that is called Baby Reindeer. Have you heard about this?
No, because I don't watch things that are scary. I watch things that are light and fluffy. You go first, though.
This is a dark comedy. So it is funny. It is very funny. As in, very rarely do I laugh out loud at something on the TV. It is a comedian who's telling his real life story about how he was stalked by someone who I would only call a professional stalker. It is funny from the get-go, and even though you laugh in all the places where you really shouldn't, it's not one for the kids, this, but it is a great watch on Netflix.
So definitely not one for me either.
No, I think you'd really enjoy it. It's darkly humorous, and that's what I think you'd enjoy about it. And they're 30-minute episodes, which means for someone like me, like the attention span of a small jinnet, I need something to be quick in, quick out, and 30-minute episodes are just what I want, and each one's got a different story.
What about you, Joey?
He's not joking. That's number one on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah.
US and, yeah, that's amazing. US and UK and everywhere, apparently, yeah. It's number one.
Listen,
right now.
I watched Squid Game when it was number one on Netflix, and I still haven't recovered. Okay, so that's what the like.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we're at with content. I like things to give me the warm and fuzzies and not make me look behind my back every time I'm walking.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that.
It's not like that.
Have you been watching anything, Joey, last week?
I had time on the weekend. I watched a movie called Watcher. It's a thriller movie. I wouldn't say it's scary, but it's interesting because it's very, you wouldn't expect what's going to happen. That's all. That's all I can say. I wouldn't highly recommend it because the ending wasn't something I would expect. I would appreciate a different ending. Oh. But yeah, it was fun. It was just something
I watched to watch. Two things. One on the plane on my way back, which is available online. It's called May December with Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman. And oh my goodness, it's based on a true story and, well, that left much to be desired, but the acting is sublime. But if you want something light and fluffy, Gina Rodriguez, who was Jane the Virgin in that big TV show that everybody was watching a few years ago, is in a brand new show called Not Dead Yet. And again, it's 30-minute episodes that will make you laugh out loud. She's a phenomenal actress. Reminds me a bit of Sheena. She's got the sort of kind of same sort of like sunny disposition as Sheena and witty banter, but it's a great show to watch for sure.
I had to Google who she was, but now I know who she is.
Yeah.
If you've watched anything, you binged watched anything last week that you want to give us a top tip on 0487155333. What was everybody watching last week? It was really nice to have some time to spend to do that.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, it is 7:35. The Big Breakfast. Jono and Nat, good morning.
It is rare to be asked a question you've never been asked before in your life and probably never will, but it happened to me on Friday night.
Wait, so you were asked something?
Nobody's ever asked me before, and it was so out of left field. I'm in the car, I'm stuck in traffic, and a guy approaches the car and he mouths, "Are you a taxi?" And I opened the window and I went, "I'm sorry, did you just ask me if I'm a taxi?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Nobody, I'm not a taxi." And he's like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know." And it was outside the Madinat Jumeirah. There was some kind of like event happening, a forum of some kind. So clearly not from these parts.
Yeah, no, not from
and
here.
And he took a look at me. I mean, look at me. First of all, beach vibes. Yeah, I've come back from an island holiday and I'm sun-kissed. I'm wearing a shell necklace, like a bit of a hippie look going on at the moment. Do I look like I would be your taxi driver?
No.
Yeah, but he scared me because he approached me at the traffic light. And then I was like, "Yeah." And then he's like, "Are you a taxi?"
You what? What?
Yeah. And then he opened it and we had a laugh and he was like, I'm so sorry, I just thought you might be the taxi driver. And I was like, I'm not. And he was like, okay, have a nice day. And then he kept staring at me. So I'm waiting for the light to go red and there was a lot of traffic. And then I kept looking to my right and he's looking at me and I was like thinking, should I be a good Samaritan? Should I give him a ride?
Give him a lift.
And then I was like, no, this is how you end up not found. So I was
you can't be an illegal taxi. Was that Thursday night?
Friday night.
So Thursday night, I was mistaken for a staff member, but that's my own fault. So when I was doing an event on Thursday night, because the person who was supposed to be hosting it was not able to get the flight in. So I was not even a second option. I think it was about the seventh option down on the list, right? And so I went along to host this event and they said, it's Hawaiian vibes. Wear something Hawaiian. So I went to have a look through my many different outfits that I have, and nothing really screamed Hawaiian, aside from a free shirt that I got from a drinks company about 3 years ago that I've never worn since then, really. And it was very beach vibes with pictures of toucans on it and stuff like that as well. Anyway, so I wore it and I got to the venue and it turns out that all the staff were dressed very similar to what I was wearing, right? Because the hotel has got a tiki-tiki vibe. It's that one at Lapita, you know, up in Dubai Parks and Resorts. All the staff, their clothes kind of look similar to me. The amount of times people asked, could I get them a drink, was phenomenal. So we both got mistaken for different industry workers over
but
the week.
I mean, you could sell it. You could look like somebody who might get somebody a drink. I don't know what aspect of my appearance made him think she's a taxi driver.
You look like someone who'd give me a lift.
I mean... And then when I told my friend this a little bit later, she was like, maybe he was flirting with you. I was like, that was weird, dude.
It's a pickup line. Maybe it's a new line.
It's a pickup line?
Yeah.
Are you a taxi driver?
Yeah, will you pick me up? Will you give me a ride?
No, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be, can you give me a ride? That's way too forward.
I mean, I was just like, no, but he had a lanyard, you know? And then I was like, stop making eye contact with me, buddy. Like, really, just stop it. You know what I mean? But then you know what I did when I drove off and the light finally went green and I knew I wasn't going to get stuck like a meter ahead of me and stuck at the red light again and be awkward, I saluted him like a captain would.
Did you?
You know, because when you book a cream, it's like your captain has arrived. So I gave him a captain salute and then he laughed.
That's awkward.
Bella says he was definitely flirting with you. What a weird way to flirt. Is this humanity?
2024.
Is that what it is?
I'm so out of the game that I didn't even recognize it.
That's a whole new way to describe a pick-up line, isn't it?
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92. It's The Big Breakfast. Jono and Nat's reunited again. Joey's here as well. It's lovely to have you back.
We spoke earlier on about the sense of community and the fact that everyone just kind of clubbed together to help everybody. It was neighbours helping neighbours, people who don't know each other, who have nothing in common, coming out to just support each other and try and get through some of the damage that was done during the rain last week.
Yeah, during the storm that we had last week. Yeah.
Which was amazing to see. It's amazing to see all the roadworks that have been done, everything that seems to be pretty much back to normal this morning. There are some people whose homes have still been affected, some people who have a bit of work to do in order to get things to return to normal. And we've seen some things left a bitter taste in my mouth, and that was some hotel groups in some places increasing their prices at a time when people really are in need and people need support, which was upsetting.
Yes, but subsequently, there have been others who have done the complete opposite.
Just such one, Premier Inn Hotels, have done exactly that. The regional commercial director for there joins us on the line right now.
Yes, good morning, Edward Jimenez.
Morning, Edward.
Morning, Jono. Morning, Nat. How are you doing?
We're very good. Now, I know that you guys have done this. We've seen that Hab Tour Group have done this as well. And a couple of different groups have put together something for people who've been affected by this. What have you guys done?
Yeah, so basically, we just realized that there was a lot of people stranded, a lot of people not managing to get to the hotels, a lot of people whose homes had been impacted. So we just thought that launching the rate for a week, so a weekly rate at a competitive price for those who have been heavily impacted, had nowhere to shelter, could be something which would be giving back to the community, which is one of our pillars of Premier Inn. Which is force for good.
And tell us, how many people have taken you up on it?
So, obviously, with all the scarcity of availability of rooms across Dubai, it's been somehow a bit difficult, but we've had around 50 room nights already booked as of yesterday, which is quite good.
And how does somebody, if somebody needs to get involved and they say, listen, I actually need some place to stay, how do they get in touch with you guys, or how do they reach out to you and tell you, listen, I need some place to stay, my house is having some repair works done?
So the best way would be to contact us in our call center number, because we take all those bookings directly. So they can go into premierinn.ae, find the phone number, and then they will reach our call center and they'll be able to guide them. We recently also realized after the feedback on the weekend, some people were saying a week is maybe a bit longer and they need availability in some other hotels. So we've taken that feedback and we've opened it to other hotels and to now a 5-night stay instead of a 7-night.
Well, tell you what, it's really nice to see, because a lot of companies, and you easily could have gone a different direction, have seen an opportunity and taken it for people who are vulnerable, and you guys have done the complete opposite. Eduardo, thanks to you guys. Thanks to Premier Inn. That's an impressive move. Thanks for having a chat to us as well this morning.
Thank you for letting us share the story and highlighting in John Nuts. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you very much. Also, I got to say, some of the community efforts that have been taking place within, for instance, the community management from Imar, from Nikhil, yeah, and many, many more, they have also come out and said that if you've been affected by this, that they will help you and find some place. They will look after you and they will try and help out and get your repair work done as well, which is incredible.
Yeah, I really, really, like you said, the sense of community that we have witnessed and people helping people, honestly, is warming the codrals of our
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Benson Boone on Dubai 92. If you want to do yourself a solid, beginning of April, he put out a new album. That song is in it. So many other beautiful tracks as well. It is a great record to drive around to.
Beginning last week, I put my back out. That's the only thing that I put out these days. If your surname is further down the alphabet, it might be bad news for you when it comes to your school results.
Great.
Or for any exams, actually, for that matter. Not great news, because your surname begins with
the letter S.
Mine is H, much further up. Joy, where are you on this?
Margie.
Yeah.
Smack in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Here's how this works out. And they've done a little bit of a deep dive into this to find out what's the story. If your surname begins with A, B, C, D, or E, you are more likely to receive higher grades out of the 100% possible in your scores, right? Which is great. In contrast, surnames of students that begin in the lower half of the alphabet will actually score 0.3% on average lower. So according to this, I would have the highest score
Out of the three of us,
which really is wildly ridiculous when you think about it, isn't it? Like, it couldn't be the case. We should have put this to the test. But then again, I do all right on the Are You Smarter? Because I feel like the kids have sympathy towards me.
I think they ask things that are in your wheelhouse and purposely ask me things that aren't in mine. Also, you host many a quiz throughout the week.
There's that, yeah.
So, which you have to write and you host them. So
I don't retain much, though.
Yeah, but I feel like you repeat these quizzes enough. You do retain the information. And if I was to do that 5 days a week, I probably would also be wicked smart.
Well, you've no one to blame but yourself, because you can't change your surname. I wonder if you did, though, by deed poll, and change your surname to, like, Alexander.
I don't want to. I like my surname just fine.
Oh, yours is very unique, though.
And,
I like
and in
it.
In fact, once I get married, I'm keeping my name.
That is a good thing. A lot of people seem to do that these days. Or they go for a double-edged, double-barreled. My cousin has got a triple-barreled surname, I found out on Facebook over the weekend.
Yeah, I could be up for double-barreling it. It's not easy to say, so maybe I shouldn't. I should just stick to mine.
Just depends on how many... My godson's surname is unfortunately very long as well, but he's gone for a triple barrel, and he is Jake Liddy Kylie, which is just a lot.
It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It really is. Sam says, my surname starts with Z, and I'm happy it didn't affect my scores. Oh, Sam. That's
Sam
nice.
Sam's smart. I think whatever section of the internet you found this gobbledygook, that's exactly what it belongs to.
On the way, we want to send you off to see Hans Zimmer. He's performing at Coca-Cola Arena. If you haven't seen Hans Zimmer perform live before,
I haven't, and I'm really excited about this. I'm so glad that he's coming back to town.
Well, we'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up in about 10 minutes.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat,
a Dubai 92 podcast.
Ramadani's sweater already, mom's spaghetti.
It's not that song.
It was, yeah. That was exactly that, it, from 8 Mile, Lose Yourself.
That's when he says the mom's spaghetti?
Yeah, it was Vomit Ollie's. I was singing it just here. Like, you know, what do you do? When I say stuff, when the songs are on, do you just zone me out?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I think I have developed the skill that whenever your tone of voice is heard, I can block you out.
That's amazing.
If Joey speaks, it penetrates, like it'll go through the headphones. I hear it because he's our producer, so I have to listen to him. But somehow, it's an award-winning skill that I've only realized I have now, is I zone you out completely. You will not infiltrate my thoughts when I don't want to listen.
Am I your white noise?
Yeah.
I'm delighted for you.
You're my white lotus.
We want to give you tickets to go and see Hans Zimmer performing down at Coca-Cola Arena. It's on the 1st of June, Hans Zimmer Live. And when he does these live shows, there's a full-on orchestra there as well. It's incredible to see, incredible to witness. And if you haven't had a chance to go and see him before, now is your chance.
Yeah, there's people, that friends that I have, that went to watch him last time around, and they said it was one of the most surreal experiences of their life. And I thought, wow, that's a tall order, and one I would like to subscribe to.
Now, remember, he rescored and scored originally. Hans Zimmer did, John Williams did the original main theme. Hans Zimmer rescored Jaws. So what I thought I would do is play a game with my own Jaws. Tomorrow I'll be getting you to do this, but today I thought I'd give you a little taster for it and see, okay, because I made you this in a video before and you were nonplussed, for want of a better word, by me making you do this. I'm going to place retractors in my jaw, retractors in my jaw.
So not fun.
And say a phrase. All you got to do is give us a call on 04871 5533 and attempt to decipher that phrase. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to. Joe, you're going to have to come and man the phones because I just realized I've got a retractor in my jaw.
Have a retractor
so
in
my
there,
jaws so will be retracted, so I will not be able to do anything else
other than
I'll be in the dental chair.
So you're going to say a phrase.
Yeah. If you can tell us what that is, then we will give you the prize. Simon, good morning, Simon.
Morning, Jono. Welcome back. How
Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. I didn't seem to miss much while I was away at all. I seemed to be absolutely fine and dandy.
Do I get a morning as well? I've been here the whole time. You know, it's been a hard week's night morning, and I've been working like a dog. Thanks. I'm good.
Simon, if you can decipher my phrase, then we will give you the tickets to go on to see Hans Zimmer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to just pop in my retractor. Now, let's do some fluff there.
Okay, All right. He's getting ready. His mouth looks ridiculous.
This is much more difficult than I expected.
Actually, you're doing a lot better. So, like, widen it. You can widen the retractor.
Ow!
Yeah. All right.
This is what I don't like the dentist.
Yeah, that's a lot easier now because otherwise it's going to be too simple.
I don't like this.
Here we go. Give us the sentence.
Whipped cream on pumpkin pastries.
Simon?
Whipped cream on pumpkin pastries.
Do you know what he's saying?
Something about pumpkin pastry.
What can you figure out the whole sentence? Otherwise, we're going to have to go to the next caller.
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, no. Call through again.
Okay.
Call through again.
Call through again.
Okay, we're going to the next line. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Omar.
Omar, do you think you know what Jonah's trying to say?
Can I hear it again, please?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Whipped cream on pumpkin pastry.
What do you think he's saying?
Let's have a pumpkin pastry?
No,
that's
Very
not
close.
What he's saying. Very close. Yeah, no.
Next line.
Yeah, you just shush there with your retractor. Just save your breath. Good morning, who's this?
Yeah, this is Rakesh.
Rakesh, what do you think John is trying to say?
I think he's trying to say whipped cream on pumpkin pastries.
Yes, he is! You are off to watch Hans Zimmer. This is at Coca-Cola Arena on the 1st of June. You got a pair of tickets. Well done, buddy.
Thank you, Rakesh.
Thank you. You did.
Thank you. You can take it out now,
Okay.
This is right. This is why nobody likes going to the dentist.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, your Monday morning, you're with Jono and Nat.
We've mentioned something before called smell-o-vision. You remember when we said, wouldn't it be great if you could actually smell what you could see on TV? Especially when Mary Berry is doing up a nice cake. Wouldn't you love to be like, oh, I'd love to know what Mary Berry's cake smells like.
I'm watching a TV show, you mean?
Yeah. Well, now they've managed to do it. But for video games, they've managed to do smell-o-vision, basically something called Game Sense, and this is going to allow you to smell what you're watching while playing video games.
How do you do that? Do you have to put in some kind of...
Yeah, an aromatizer. Exactly the same thing as what you have in hotel lobbies. Or I have them in my house, but they will release specific smells. You'll be able to preload 8 different smells in there, small little tubs of smells that can go in there. Things like coffee, rotten eggs, smoke, that kind of stuff. So that if you trigger something audio-wise in the game, it will automatically give off this smell through the aroma diffuser and give you the immersive experience that you are craving in your virtual reality gaming world.
And then it's going to make you crave everything that you smell. Because like if you go shopping, right, in certain stores, they will release some kind of scent to either make you spend more money, or when you go to the cinema, the smell of popcorn isn't from the popcorn machine.
Correct.
But they've got a popcorn scent that makes you crave it. And I've heard about this fast food company that in billboards in the US, billboards that you would be passing by, they're releasing scents of some of the stuff that they make, like French fries and things, that make you crave their food and therefore then go and buy it.
Well, the cool thing about this is there's an app that comes with it, so you can actually manually release the smell if you want as well. So if you're craving that smell of coffee without actually having to have a coffee, you could just press that as well. Joe, you play games?
Yeah.
So do you think this is something that you want as an immersive experience?
Amazing. Because if you're playing a game and you walk into a forest and it releases, let's say, grass.
Oh, that's
scent,
cool.
And that is very cool.
The coffee thing. No. You know what I mean?
What if you walk into a coffee shop and the
exactly.
Game?
Well, what kind of game is this?
Sims. Great example there, Sims. Or anything where you involve going into like a coffee shop.
In real life, just walk around doing everyday things as opposed to doing them in your real life. You just sit there and play video games about it.
Would you take it to the next level? Because that's what's going to happen after this. They'll go up a level from this. You'll get things like the MetaQuest that Joey and I have, the virtual reality games,
right.
Of which there's already ones where you can be a Viking and you're... There was a free game. Did you download that one?
No, because when I tried it here, I almost
made
got
you sick.
Sick.
He almost threw
I like it. Anyway, that one you can go into like various different taverns and stuff. Maybe you could smell the tavern as in when you walk in the door, and you could experience that virtual reality experience on a whole new level where you're immersed in it. You feel it. You feel like you're there, and you can smell it in it as well. It just takes it to the next level. I think it's just where it's where the world is going.
I like Joey's point of view of like if, you know, I'm playing Zelda and I'm walking through a forest or something like that, that I can smell that and feel like I'm outside in nature, then I think that that's kind
of
cool.
Animal Crossing. And one of the animals is taking like a dookie in front of you.
Yeah.
You could smell that.
Have you played Animal Crossing?
I played it for a little while. I couldn't get off the island, so I just gave up.
Then you don't know anything about any animals not taking dookies, because that doesn't happen in Animal Crossing.
Doesn't
happen. So therefore you haven't played Animal Crossing.
I did. I got stuck on the island. I couldn't get up past the first level of it.
Well, you mean stuck on an island. You live on the island and you have to build homes, and then you build a village, and then you build shops, and then... You know, you gotta build tools to build all these things.
Yeah, but he kept asking me to go fishing. He was like, go fishing. Then he was like, find an apple, find this, find that. And I'm like, I've done all this stuff. Stop asking me to do stuff. And I gave up on the game. Coincidentally, if anyone wants to buy one of those Nintendo Switch, I have one that I'm no longer using anymore. It comes with about 17 different games, none of them that I know how to play. And it's yours for a knockdown price.
No, this is not your marketplace. This is the Big Breakfast. Not your marketplace. Jonah's selling his tout.
You can reach out 92 John on Instagram if you want to switch for your family. It's practically brand new and I've got it in the case.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92. Jono and Nat's in the Big Breakfast. Just coming up on 9:14 right now.
I had a Baywatch experience on Saturday where I had to run into the water fully clothed and rescue somebody that was drowning.
You did it. Please.
No. I was at the beach and I was setting up umbrella and everything, and my friend had gone to get some sandwiches while I set up camp. And I look to the water and I think, yeah, I can't wait to get in there. It was a hot day. And I see this woman like floating on the surface of the water face down, like not moving.
You are
and
joking.
And I thought, where's the lifeguard? Why is nobody doing anything about this? And I went running into the water and I went up to her. And as I reached to, you know, lift her out of the water, she stood up and we both screamed and I went, ah! And she said, what are you doing? Why are you touching me? And I was like, I thought you were drowning. I thought you were lifeless. And she was like, no, I was just looking at the fish. I'm like, you're not even wearing goggles.
How was she looking at the fish? Did she have her eyes open
floating
in the salt water?
She wasn't even moving. She was just floating there limp, face down, hair sprawled out. And I really had a panic. Like the cortisol levels were through the roof. And I just went running in there thinking, okay, I got to go get her. And she was really disturbed by it and not pleased at all. And I was just like, I just thought you weren't okay. And everybody else was ignoring you. And she was like, I was just you weren't even having a swim, you know? And she was like, I was just looking at the fish. And I thought, well, you've got superhero eyes if they're not burning senseless with you not even wearing goggles. And then she was just like, all right. And then walked off. No,
did
thank
she say
you
thanks?
For saving my life. Like, well, no, thank you for trying
she wasn't
to.
I mean, she wasn't drowning.
No, she was just annoyed that, like, while she was having a meditative, floaty moment in the sea, at one with herself, somebody came splashing in there behind her, which is what made her stand up, because she was like, "What kind of imbecile is running towards me and making a muck of this like tranquil little piece of water that I'm floating in, having a little time to myself?" And I was like, you know, maybe like just move your limbs around next time, so somebody knows that you're kind of like having a float or a snorkel.
Or wear a snorkel.
Yeah,
wear a snorkel
like that,
so that we can be like, oh wait, there's a pipe coming out there. She's totally fine. Because, but by the way, well done you, because
yeah,
I can't swim.
I inadvertently took part in a wet t-shirt contest because of it afterwards, right? Like, I mean, because I went flying in there, you know, and then I had to like sun my shorts and my tank top and be like, well, that was wasted. 40 minutes later, my friend came back with sandwiches and she's like, ah, you're right. No,
that sounds absolutely terrible, by the way.
Impressive.
But, well done. But I'm impressed.
For both of you, actually, because I think the other person can be an extra on Baywatch.
I mean, she was pretty great. Yeah. She was floating without even moving. But it was very scary. It's an image I'm not going to get out of my head anytime soon.
She shouldn't have done that to you.
No.
I feel like she's wrong. And you deserve that. There should be some
she
sort of a medal.
She scowled at me even. I just thought, hello. I cared about your well-being.
Yeah.
And she's like, you ruined my
And I did not even say thank you as well. That
yeah,
woman.
She just kind of looked at me like I was a bit extra.
Because she's gone and told somebody that. She's gone off and she's been at dinner. She's like, you don't believe what? Some woman came in today to rescue me while I was having a little float around the
heathen.
Sea. Yeah, so she's told somebody that. So if you know who this woman is,
yeah,
get in touch.
Yeah, if you heard this at a dinner party over the weekend.
She needs to say thanks. Yeah, like, I mean, trying to do a good thing.
Listen, maybe she was having a bad day. She did, like, strut off and go off to her husband, you know, and make, like, some pointing gestures in my direction and stuff.
She?
So maybe they were having a bad day, and that's her form of meditation, is to float face down in the sea. Don't do that. People will get worried.
Yeah, you did the right thing, Matt.
At least, like, swim or use a snorkel, like Jono said next
exactly
time.
Exactly that. She could be heading for a divorce. Like one couple who do not expect to be going for a divorce. I was looking for a tenuous link. I'll tell you details about that after Sonique.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Sonique on Dubai 92, your Monday morning with Jono and Nat. This right here is The Big Breakfast.
When I was back at home in Ireland, which was wonderful to see some friends and family and stuff, a cousin and one of my dad's cousins had told me how it was her wedding anniversary. And I said, were you doing anything special? And she said, no, we're just together because it's very expensive to get divorced. And I thought, well, that's romantic, isn't it?
Oh, but that was not the answer I was expecting.
I think she was trying to have banter, to be honest, because they do look like, they seem like a very loving couple. But then again, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. She could have been lucky, like a couple in the US who went into a law firm to apply for a marriage and came out divorced instead. There was like a computer error. So they actually ended up getting married and then instantly divorced as well. So now they're already divorced before they've even got off on the right foot.
How do you even do that if you haven't even been married?
They must have applied for a marriage, registered them as married, and then they came back and then immediately the system had removed it and made them divorced as well. So they've gone through the marriage and the divorce without even knowing it. 21 minutes is how long it took, which is why I know that this story is out of the US, because there there's...
It's very quickly fixed.
It's very quick. Yeah, well, it's not so much quickly fixed, but the marriage and the subsequent divorce can be done very quickly. Whereas certainly in Ireland, it's like at least a 6-month process of going through the courts to get a divorce.
In the US, I think it's called an annulment.
Yeah.
Right? If it hasn't actually been a marriage of any sort.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's worse than this, though, is that afterwards, when the judge realized 2 days later, when they found out there's an error here, they couldn't have got married and divorced in the same day. It's not a thing. Well, maybe it is. But he refused to repeal the divorce. So now they are divorced and they'll need to go and solve that problem before they go away and get married once again.
Why was the judge such a stickler?
I would say he was probably like, oh no, well, I know it's a clerical error, but clearly there must have been some issues in the marriage in the 21 minutes that it lasted for. And he decided, no, I'm not going to annul it. So he's giving it a thumbs down.
He was having a bad day.
He could have been.
Like the woman I tried to rescue in the sea who was mad at
me
for saving her.
Exactly. So although it may be, it works different ways in different places, doesn't it? The whole divorce thing as well. So I know that maybe in the US it seems to be a lot quicker.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
Exactly that. Terrifying story though.
No, it really is. I mean, imagine you're all loved up and you want to say I do, and somebody's like, sorry, mate, you're divorced. Huh? Mm. What now?
Didn't even get off to a good start. We didn't even have a honeymoon yet.
Yeah, it's not even the 7-year itch. It's the 7-minute itch.
On the way, the return of things that make you go,
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
No doubt on Dubai 92, The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
I love salacious gossip, but I had to check into the details about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton as if they were heading to Splitsville, and I can find no evidence whatsoever about it. They seem to be doing, like, they're even doing tours together. So I think, because I mentioned it like before Christmas, and I feel like I might have led us up a garden path on something that wasn't necessarily true.
Yeah, I think you might have.
Which is why sometimes I feel like I need to be fact-checked more often on the stories that I'm telling, because otherwise I'm going to get myself into consequences, both legally and moralistically speaking, which already I feel like I'm there. So I feel like I'm going to pass the buck on something that normally I will cover this off, but I feel like somebody who's much more reliable is our producer, Silent Joe.
Yeah, because every day he tells us something that we didn't know at this time yesterday, but today he's going to tell us something that's going to make us go,
Things that make you go,
Silent Joe. We've tasked you with telling us the story because even if it's a lie and you say it, it's probably fine.
Where's it's not the a lie.
We're
not,
okay. Okay, well, let's have it.
Okay, so we're evolving, but not in a good way.
Okay.
Here's what's going on.
Speak for yourself. You know?
You're aging very well. Natalie.
Thanks, yeah. I know.
You know how when you hold your phone and it rests on your pinky finger?
What?
Okay. Because that's what I do. When I hold my phone, it rests on my pinky finger.
Correct, Amanda, yes. No. It's at the bottom of your phone where the charging port is resting on your baby finger.
Yeah. No, I hold my phone and it rests on the palm of both my hands and the little like cushiony bit
you
of my thumbs.
It.
I cradle it. Maybe it's because I have this stringy thing hanging on it, but I don't put my pinky on it. I think because my hand is noticeably smaller than yours.
Maybe. Or
shovel hands.
Yeah.
We're just evolving
do that.
Quicker. John and I.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Or I am, because I don't need to rest my phone on anything. I can just hold it because my grip is still good.
Maybe.
Anyway, go.
So yeah, we're holding it with our pinky finger on the bottom. That's the best way I find to hold the phone.
So we've been doing that for a long time, and apparently it created a dent on your finger, on your pinky finger. If you put two of your pinky fingers next to each other, and you'll notice that the dominant hand, the pinky finger with the dominant hand, has a kind of like a little dent where your phone rests.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Not only that, but there's also a little callus there as well.
Nothing.
Calluses, which are traditionally, of course, associated with hard work, which is what my phone has to do every single day when it has to listen to me in it.
Yeah. My pinkies are perfect, thanks.
Well, you don't do that. Yeah.
Dent free.
Do you know what's the real concern?
What's that then? Arthritis?
I can feel that and repetitive strain injury. I can feel it much more than I can see it. I can feel it and it's really noticeable.
Guys, you're so ridiculous. Why don't you just do that to each of your fingers and you can feel it? It's called your knuckle.
No. It's so much more pronounced on that side.
It's like a slide or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't have it.
No, because you don't use your phone like that, so you're not supposed to have it. So that's fine. You're safe.
I'm amazing.
You know what? As well this happened, like, you know, this repetitive strain injury. This really caused me some concern because some days I'm like, oh my goodness, my hand just hurts for no real reason. And when I Google it, it comes up as several different things. But one of those things is repetitive strain injury.
Yeah, carpal tunnel syndrome, all those things.
Yeah, I think so.
From using the phone. It's never out of my hand and I'm concerned about it.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe years from now, fingers might change.
No, you know what's going to change first and foremost is the back of our neck is our spinal cord. Like, basically, we're going to become more hunchback because we're so busy always staring down at our phone that our posture is ridiculous. And then you got this bump on the back of your neck and it's because of how long you spend staring at your phone. Imagine when you're using your phone or you're texting, you're not holding it up here. You're bending down to look at it, right? So it's really bad for your neck.
It's going to make it very difficult to
and
drive
your back.
When you're face down. This is good. Have you got a solution for this? Or are you just this is just I making us go, hmm,
no
and it
idea.
Doesn't actually?
No idea.
No solution.
Because if you've noticed, there's also gamers who play on PC a lot.
Yeah.
They put on headphones. It also created a dent on their head top.
Oh my goodness, how tight are these headphones?
That also was a thing as well.
We wear headphones four hours a day. And there's no dent.
And I wear, well, not that we know of. You probably wouldn't see it from your point of view.
I got a lot of hair.
Look at it sideways on. I don't know.
I think you have to shave your head.
You shave your head?
Yeah.
Shave your head?
I'm not shaving mine.
Okay. So we've established it. There's no way back from it. We're too late already.
Too late, yeah.
But the next generation may evolve in order to incorporate some sort of a headphone gap on the top of your skull and subsequently a finger gap on your finger. So you might have... They might be just built into your bodies from now on. Is that it?
Probably.
If what Joey has
said
rings true to you, will you let us know? 0487155533 on WhatsApp. Just ping us a picture of your dented pinky, if that's actually a thing. Or just the two in here.
Let us know. I'm terrified and equally terrified and impressed by that information. And that really has made me go,
Things that make you go,
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92. When I first heard it, I thought, well, Kylie Minogue is after taking on a new tone, isn't it? But it's not. It's Ariana Grande. It's called We Can't Be Friends.
Doesn't even sound like Kylie.
It's got a Kylie vibe. The song's got a Kylie. You know what? You know who's a musical expert here? More on R&B stuff, but still nonetheless. It is Sheena!
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome back, Jono. Feels like
Thank
it's
you.
Been a century since I've seen you.
Thanks. Right. And it's lovely to see you as well. You haven't changed a bit.
You look like you've... How do you say the opposite of aged? Anti-aged?
Benjamin.
You Benjamin Buttoned.
You Benjamin Buttoned. You look younger.
Thanks, Sheena. I'm glad you've mentioned that. I've been working really hard on relaxing a little bit. And then also, I was paid a visit to a doctor who looks after my face.
How long were you off? Because it just feels like you look like you haven't had a bad night's sleep in a long time.
2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks.
It has not been only 2 weeks since we've seen you.
Guys, nice try, Sparky.
Guys, it's been 2 weeks.
Nah.
I was going to say six.
Nah, today it's 2.5 weeks because today is the 22nd of April. And last time I saw you was like the 5th of April. So that's 17 days.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but that's 2 weeks of work, right? So we weren't here from the 8th. And then we weren't here the following week. That's 2 weeks, and today's the 22nd. You're all being very dramatic about a 2 week holiday.
Well, it's but our way of saying we missed you.
Yeah, I would like to say that it's really nice that it feels longer.
It really
when
does.
I've been away. So that's what makes the difference as well. But thanks very much. It's great to be back. And I brought you nothing. I just remembered.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's
I
nice of
you.
It's okay.
He brought me nothing as well. He brought me something
nothing.
And he ate it.
What?
I did.
Yeah.
I brought potatoes, right? And Nat's always like, bring potatoes and bring chocolate if you go to Ireland, right? So I brought the potatoes. I forgot the chocolate, and I eat it. So I don't have anything to give to you guys. I'm afraid. Sorry.
That's just a bit rude.
I know.
Right?
I apologize. Then again, though, thanks for the gift you didn't get me from Zanzibar.
You also went to Zanzibar at the same time that I did. You didn't bring anything through there either.
That's why you didn't get anything either.
Oh my goodness.
So now we're just in the back and forth.
If anybody's winning, it's Sheena.
It's you.
Why? No, it's Sheena because you went to Zanzibar first.
No.
Yes, you
Liars.
Did. Yes, you did.
What
you went
did
first.
You go?
No. I don't remember.
I can tell you what date you went. I know exactly what date you went. You went before Christmas.
I went
after Christmas.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm winning. I brought everybody gifts.
You are always winning.
And smoke it. What? That's a phrase. Sheena, have a great show. It's lovely to be back. I absolutely missed the abuse, the torrent from both of you.
It's 4:22 today, not 4:20, all right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Have a great show.
Thanks.
Isn't it lovely that we're all back together again?
Yes, reunited and it
it's like the Golden
so
Girls.
Good.
And joy.
Dubai. 92.